Mark Scar on KIOW. Proud to welcome in Vance Jorgensen. Vance is going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and is a Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame board member as well. He's from Mason City. And Vance, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
And congratulations. This is a big honor for you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's a terribly huge honor, and I'm very flattered, I tell you.
And I want to go back with you because I like to know, where did the music bug bite you? How old were you? What were you doing? And how did you advance it from that point? I assume an early age.
Oh, my goodness, yes. At an early age, it seems like I was interested in almost anything that I could bang on. You know, if I could find a can or any little thing, take some spoons and to start beating on it to make a percussion, to make a rhythm, that's how I started as the young boy, and all of a sudden they thought, well, maybe I needed a set of drums. And so I remember my dad, he went to Potter Music, or it could have been Bud Stewart's, Carlton Stewart's Music in mm-hmm. Mason City, and found an old set of Slingerland drums. And
nice.
So by age 7, I was starting to beat on some drums. Yep.
Okay, and then somewhere in there, you also picked up guitar, and I don't know if you do any other instruments or not, but those are two main ones.
Well, from age 7 to about 12, I was really hot and heavy on the drums and finally got shut down after the neighbors were complaining about all the noise I was making. And I set music aside for about 6 years and then graduated from high school. And a friend of mine that I used to fly model airplanes with was heading out and going to go play in his band. And I went to hear him play and I thought, wow, that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I picked up a guitar that I borrowed and I was teaching myself. And the next year, had my own band called the Rimfire Band. We played our first show down in July with the Longhorn Restaurant Lounge. And got booked back a second time for more money, and that's where it all started 45 years ago.
Wow, late 70s, huh?
Well, you know, I was playing 70s when the 70s were coming out.
Tell me about the Rockin' 88s.
Oh, the Rockin' 88s. You know, we've had two incarnations, one in based out of Fort Dodge and Rockwell City, and a second incarnation right here in Mason City, Clear Lake. And let me talk about the Rockin' 88s from Mason City, Clear Lake. Rick Benson and Kevin O'Brien, they've both passed, but they're very beloved, cherished late bandmates. I sure miss them, and what a great group we had. I thought Rick Benson was the world's finest vocalist ever, period. And I know I'm biased there, but that's how I felt about him. And Kevin O'Brien, great vocalist and could play anything, could play key bass and keyboards, could play electric bass, could play violin, you name it. And boy, we had a three-piece band I really, really honored. Yep.
Talking to Vance Jorgensen about the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction that's coming up over at Okoboji on Labor Day weekend. Vance, what places, venues did you play with that group?
Oh, we played just primarily in the North Iowa, North Central area. I know we go as far west as Storm Lake and, over into Northeast Iowa and kept it close to home. Those fellows were so good, and they approached me later on. They said that they wanted to go on the road, and I told them, look, I said, you guys are fantastic. Going on the road is something that would not be for me, but I wouldn't be offended if I was replaced. And so they did, and with my full support. And they went on the road for, I believe, 3 or 4 years and did very well.
Now, what years would that have been, Vance?
Oh, I think they went on the road maybe in 83 through 87. So the Rockin' 88s, in terms of what I was involved with, was from about 1980 through 83.
And so what did you do from there, musically?
Took a little time off going to school and whatnot, came back, and then folks here in the North Iowa area have heard of the Accent Rock and Roll Memories Band.
Mm-hmm,
so I got involved with Larry Rubish and Bob Grant and others, and so we played for about 10 years in the Accent Rock and Roll Memories Band. So we played both the winter and summer dance parties at the Surf. I know we kicked off for Leslie Gore at the Surf Ballroom, and many times there at the Surf, and it drew some great crowds and had a great time, covered Buddy Holly and all the golden oldies, and had some really great times there.
Talking with Vance Jorgensen going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He'll be inducted along with a bunch of others on Labor Day weekend. And you sent me a bunch of different video clips of you basically being a rock and roll ambassador all over the world. That's incredible.
Well, not all over the world, but a few different places. In the last 4 years ago, I put together a solo act I called the Rockin' Vance Show. And along with that, that's given me some opportunities to decide when and where I want to do some charitable work. And I have a friend in Golden Valley, Minnesota, that recommended that maybe I want to try out a venue in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And that worked out. And I didn't want to go there with the idea of making any money for myself. It's like, what can I do to help people there? And not every kid in Brazil wants to play soccer, or as they call it there in Brazil, futebol. There's kids that are poor, they're living in the slums of Rio, that want to get involved in music, and they're not athletically inclined. And so I got together with a pastor slash music instructor and started raising money there. And I've done that now for 3 years. I had to skip 1 year because of COVID. And I go there, and all the money goes to the kids. And it's been a lot of fun, great experience. Try to do some things, also raising money for kids that have cancer and to get them money for their transportation. Have done a benefit in Minneapolis to help with a homeless shelter. And so when I have a solo show, I get to choose if I want to do things like that. And so that's been really very rewarding.
Talking with Vance Jorgensen, also I mentioned at the top that Vance is a board member, an at-large board member on the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And how did you get involved with that organization?
Well, I got involved 24 years ago. I got tapped on the shoulder figuratively by the late, great Leighton Zabornik Jr., a.k.a. Jerry Martin and the Sounds, and he was being inducted. And he said, Vance, it's been a long time since I've had a band of my own. Could you help put a band together for me for my induction concert? And I says, yeah, Leighton, sure, that'd be a blast. And so we did. So we rehearsed in my living room in Mason City and put that show together and had a great time. And I didn't know anything about the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association that time, but I went over and played the show and got to know John Sen and Tom Tourville, the founders of the association at that time, 24 years ago. And just one thing led to another, and I stayed in touch. And as the years went on, lo and behold, here I being involved in the association.
What types of things do you guys do throughout the year? Obviously, you've got the museum over there, but I'm sure you're making decisions on things such as this event that's coming up, too, for one thing.
Well, that one, plus, you know, we do things for kids. We support education for kids wanting to get into music and also some competitions for them. We do things involving veterans. We have a Rock for Vets shows that will be coming up here in November. And we're also a statewide organization, so we have events as far south and east as Burlington, in the opposite corner of the state. So really have a statewide outreach.
Now, Vance, when you go in on Labor Day weekend, I know there's several bands that are going in. There's several other folks that are being recognized. I'm assuming you're going to get to do some playing and see some old friends, too.
Oh, gosh, that really makes for a great weekend for all of us, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, we have a great camaraderie amongst all the musicians, and the great thing about the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, we tend to be a very inclusive organization as opposed to an exclusive one. You know, when you come over, it's not like, well, you know, if you're not in with the who's who, you're not in. No, we're very inclusive, and so it's great to know folks that are involved, maybe past inductees, or maybe folks that have just kind of wondered about it, you know. And so a lot of times I'll encounter men and women who have maybe played in a band 25 years ago, have gotten out of it, and then they'll strike up a conversation and find out that they have some amazing history in music. And we encourage those folks that maybe have not been active in music for a long time but are curious to come on over and check it out and see what it's all about. You'll find that we're very inclusive, welcoming organization.
And Vance, you have a website there that maybe we want to turn people on to. There's all kinds of information regarding the Music Association and the Hall of Fame.
Sure, iowarockandroll.com, and should go ahead and check that out. There's frequent postings also on Facebook. You'll find the association. So there's updates going on all the time.
Vance, again, congratulations, and thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Mark. It was my pleasure.
Vance Jorgensen going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Labor Day weekend. My guest today on KIOW Morning Conversation, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW.